Well, the Nationals have blown up the debate around an Indigenous voice to Parliament before a date has even been set. David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning.
Morning, Patricia.
How much could the Nationals' position harm the chances of a successful referendum?
Oh, I think hugely. I think it's a very damaging blow to those who want the voice. And I think there is majority support in the community for the voice. There was a report by the Scanlon Foundation, sample size 5,000, 59% support for the voice. In our papers, when we've polled people, 3,000 sample size, 64% support for the voice. So there is popular support there, but the Nationals moving against the voice is a very significant barrier, because I think the Liberals now have this, you know, debate about whether they'll have a conscience vote on the voice, because there are there's a large group in the Liberals who want a policy position against the voice. So I think the Nationals moving will drag some Liberals with them. I think it's going to be very, very difficult to get a Liberal consensus around this.
That's really interesting.
Makes it so hard for the government.
So I think it's very unlikely that the Liberals will come out and say we'll support a yes case?
Oh, yes. I think it's very unlikely the Liberals will support the voice. I think at the moment, those who want the voice to succeed, the best outcome for that side of the debate would be a conscience vote in the Liberals, where everybody can vote on their conscience on whether to support the voice. But I think it's very significant that John Howard is arguing against that conscience vote. He thinks the Liberals should have a policy position, and I think that policy position, in his view, would be against the voice. So a bipartisan argument for the voice at a referendum now looks extremely unlikely, and that makes it immensely challenging for the government in building that support, even though, as I said, there is that support in the community for the concept of the voice.
Mm. There certainly is, if you look at all the public polling. The energy debate is coming to a head as the government finalises its strategy to fix skyrocketing energy prices. Direct subsidies for some households and businesses has been floated. How much support can the government offer?
I think it's very limited, because the budget is not in that strong a position to support a lot of assistance. And I think there's still that view that offering household assistance inevitably fuels the inflation that's out there. And I think that's something the government's very wary of. I think it's still significant that, as Anthony Albanese said yesterday in a press conference, they have not decided yet. A final position hasn't been decided by Cabinet. So they're still working through options, and they're still looking at ways in which they can cap a price, especially in gas. They're not ruling out doing something about coal either. When I asked the Prime Minister about that yesterday, he didn't say, look, we're not looking at coal. They've got to look at all aspects of the energy space here. And I think it's still about regulation on supply and inevitably trying to find a way to cap prices, something that hasn't been done in this way for a long, long time, decades.
Just briefly, former Prime Minister Scott Morrison is likely to be censured this week over his secret ministries. Now, many in the coalition have already made it clear they won't be supporting that censure motion, although they say that what he did was wrong. Can they say what he did was wrong and still not vote for the censure motion?
Yes, of course they can in a nuanced debate. But let's face it, that nuance will be lost in the public realm, I think. The argument in Parliament will be, we don't agree with what he did, but we will not censure him as our former leader. And I think that's incredibly difficult for Peter Dutton as opposition leader. And it does look like they're defending Scott Morrison on this fundamental question of accountability to Parliament. I think it makes it harder for the coalition to recover from the election loss. It sort of drags out that process of drawing a line with the Morrison era.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, David.
Thanks, Patricia.
David Crowe, Chief Political Correspondent with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.